me, Sheriff, when Mr. Haynes wants to confer with his client, what are your instructions to your men along those lines?
They're to go to the opposite end of the cell block. Mr. Haynes and his client has the opposite end of the cell block where they have a table and a chair.
In regard to any electronic equipment in there, have you issued any instructions?
Yes, sir. The microphone is to be cut off as far as any sound is concerned, with the idea that it might be a hindrance psychologically. So it's cut off completely. We're not interested in what conversation transpired between Mr. Haynes and his client. So the microphone is cut off. Our man is supposed to be at the other end of the opposite end.
How much distance separates Mr. Haynes and his client Ray from your guards when that takes place? Could you give us an estimate, Sheriff?
I'm not real sure. I'm not a very good judge on distance. I would say somewhere between 22, 24, 25.
You say the back of the courtroom?
No, sir, wouldn't be that far.
Wouldn't be that far.
Be more like from here to the end of this door. Seats over here. Maybe
the jury box there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sure, DVDs. head beat
down. Yeah, I'm not sure what he wants to make sure of.
I think it's a proper question, Abe. It's a duty. You want to make sure that he's here with us when he's tried, don't you, Sheriff Moore?
Yeah, I'm
very sure.
I have no other questions for the gentleman in the court, please.
No questions, sir.
I have a question. I believe you said you have had read notes from Ray to his lawyer. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Ray writes that something. If Mr. Dean, is that read or just examined?
Examined.
Is it read?
No, sir. It is not read closely. We're looking for anything that a map or some type of design that would look over bridge to see if there's anything to deal with the security of the jail. We're not looking and do not inspect any manuscript for us application to the trial or the case itself.
Yeah. correct?
That's correct.
Captain Smith? All right, now, said something about the cell block being wired for sound. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Can you hear all conversation that's going on in there, Captain Smith?
No, sir. This microphone that we have is mounted about middleways up in the block. And due to the construction of this cell, this block itself, a normal conversation, you cannot understand a normal conversation between my officers or Ray or one of the officers. But you can hear any loud noises, like, say, beating on the side of the block, or someone sawed on one of the bars or something of the sort. You could hear it, or you could hear a loud scream or a yell.
Captain, why do you have the cell wired for sound and also the TV cameras on?
This is for security reasons only. If anyone's outside, because we've got the plates over the windows, if anyone beats on these plates or tampers with them, we would be able to hear them. And if anything had happened inside this block, it would endanger his safety. We would be able to see it from the outside of the block immediately and take steps to correct it.
You'd be able to immediately respond. Is
yes,
that
sir.
Correct,
that's correct,
Captain Smith?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been doing this, did I ask you?
Since the 19th of July.
And how many hours would you say that you are personally up there observing things?
Going probably from 8 to 10 hours a day.
8 to 10 hours?
5 days a week.
You're kind of well acquainted with the defendant Brave, I know. Is that
yes,
correct,
ma'am.
Captain?
Yes,
all right. Have you been up there when Mr. Haynes has been in to see?
Every time except one time.
So how many times would you say you have been present when Mr. Haynes is counsel?
I wouldn't know the exact number of times, but I would say probably 10 times or maybe more.
When Mr. Haynes comes in, do you or have you orders, standing orders, to do any search
thing? Yes, sir. My orders from Sheriff Morris is that when Mr. Haynes is conferring with his client, that the sound is to be cut off and there's to be no monitoring of any conversation. And I control the master amplifier for the sound system, and I do cut it off before he goes into the block.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard or overheard, rather, any conversation existing between Mr. Haynes and Ray when they were conferring?
No, sir, I have not.
Have you tried to, Captain?
No, sir, I have not.
Captain, and it's my understanding you have the sound turned off. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
You can just see, but you can't hear. Is that correct, Captain?
There's no sound at all coming in that block over our monitor when Mr. Haynes is inside.
Now, Captain Smith, now they say you and Mr. Haynes had a conference one time about that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it did. I showed Mr. Haynes our monitoring system and the of the sound and the video. And I told him that we cut the amplifiers off when he was inside the block. Now he went to Forrest to demonstrate to him that if we left the amplifiers on, I turned the amplifier back on after he left the block and took two of my officers and put them before in the block and let them talk in a normal conversation, and we could not overhear
them. Did you try to simulate the conversation where you two men might take place between Ray and Mr. Haynes?
Yes, sir.
What did Mr. Haynes have to say to you when you made that demonstration before, Captain?
He said he knew, and he said, every once in a while you have to throw one at the left field, it's just my job.
It's his job. All right. You observe